Well, that was a piece from Mass that I have just written, Ahiona Janthrokara, Lord have mercy. And I can't tell you the pleasure that it gives me to have on stage with me tonight a very, very special group of people. And I wanted to give a special, special welcome to Padre Rieda and the Kule Choir. Because I come from Derry in the north of Ireland, a fact of which I'm tremendously proud, as I've travelled around the world in recent years, I've continually been asked by people about the situation in the north of Ireland. What are the problems? What are the answers? What are the solutions? Well, I think we've all learned by now there are no easy answers. But please God, there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. Please God, we seem to be starting a new chapter in the history of this island. But I often make the point that the people in the north of Ireland are a very special breed, and one of the things that has enabled them to come through some pretty dark hours in the last 20 years is a great resilience and a great sense of humour. A sense of humour that's enabled them to laugh in the face of some great extremes of bigotry and prejudice that has existed up there for far too long. And I often tell the story that perfectly illustrates just how ridiculous some of that bigotry has been. It's quite a tale. In a mean abode on the Shankill Road lived a man called William Bloat. He had a wife, the scourge of his life. She was always getting on his goat. Till one day at dawn, when she had her nightdress on, he cut her bloody throat. It was a razor slash that settled her hash, and never was a crime so quick. But the steady drip on the pillow slip of her life blood made him sick, and the pool of gore on the bedroom floor grew clotted and cold and thick. Still, he was glad he'd done what he had as she lay there quiet and still. But a sudden awe of the arm of the law struck his heart with an icy chill. So, to finish the fun so well begun, he resolved himself to kill. And he pulled the sheet off his wife's cold feet and twisted it into a rope. And he hanged himself from the pantry shelf. It was a peaceful end, let's hope. For facing death with his final breath, he solemnly cursed the Pope. But the strangest turn to the whole concern was only just beginning. He went to hell, but the wife, she got well. And she's still alive and sinning. You see, the razor blade was Free State made, but the sheet was Ulster linen.